Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. If you suspect, are found out by admission or incriminating evidence that your spouse, the father or mother of your children, your life partner, your significant other is gay and you need help handling this devastating information, we are here for you. We understand how difficult and debilitating this can be. Here at South Florida Connects, we believe no straight spouse should be left behind. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. You can be anonymous as we do not need to know your name to help you. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization. Turn to South Florida Connects for straight spouse awareness as no straight spouse should be left behind. Go to southfloridaconnects.com for more information.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host for this program, and today you will be hearing a recorded show that I did on one of our local South Florida radio stations. I was a co-host on the Donnett Show with Donnett Weatherburn, the president of Family and Friends Connections, a local Miramar nonprofit working alongside with South Florida Connects, and Donnett was the host. And once per month I co-host with her while I do Straight Spouse Awareness, and this program that you'll be hearing is a recording from the first show in 2013 that we did on Straight Spouse Awareness. So sit back, relax, and I hope that you can learn a few things from this program. Have a wonderful evening.
Debbie's in the studio with me tonight, at least first Wednesday of every month. Have you ever seen a palm tree in the midst of a great storm? That tree may be bent so far over that it's almost touching the ground, but when the wind finally stops, the palm tree bounces right back up. What's interesting is that while the palm tree is hunched over under the pressure of the storm, it is actually becoming stronger. See? The reason God said we will flourish like a palm tree is because he knew there would be difficult times. He knew things would come against us to try to steal our joy and victory. But God said, you are going to be like a palm tree, because when the storms of life blow, you're going to come right back up stronger than before. As you reflect on the events of over last year, remember, the storms you have encountered have only made you stronger. Again, the storms you have encountered should have only made you stronger. You are wiser. You are more alive and you are headed for victory. Your brightest days are right out in front of you. Always remember that with God on your side, nothing can hold you back. And the prayer for today is, Father in heaven, thank you for making us strong in you. We trust that you are working on our lives, even in the midst of the storm. Thank you for a new year, a new season of blessing, in Jesus' name. And for that, we all want to say amen. As I just want to greet our technician tonight, Mandel, who is at the board. Happy New Year to you. Mr. Mandel doesn't like to speak if he doesn't have to, but he'll take those telephone calls in a heartbeat. And also to our engineer, Patrick and Mikey B, who just came off, just want to wish everyone a happy new year and just pray that God will continue to bless you and for you to be like the palm tree that we just read about. God is a good God and all good gifts are come from heaven above. So tonight, whatever your condition is, remember that if you stay steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in his glory, he will always come true for you. So even if you're bended like that palm tree tonight, just be patient and say, God, I'm bended only for a moment, because when you finish straightening me up, it's going to be a permanently straight up where you're giving me like a battery. You know, sometimes the battery is dead and you have to recharge it. And it keeps going again. That's how we have to get recharged. Our spiritual life, our mental life, and everything about us sometimes. You have to, as Donny McClurkin says, we fall down. Fall down to say we're not staying down there, but we will rise again. As the songwriter said, we will rise again. So tonight, our listeners, speaking to you, and for those who had called last week to say they have been blessed or they were blessed with the program, to say that we are not going to look behind, but we are going forward, trusting God. As we put him first, then we are expecting him to just work everything for us for good, because that's what he said. He will work everything for good for those who love him, those who also listen to him. Because sometimes we get distracted or sidetracked because we are not listening. So as I said tonight in the studio, we have Debbie here, and for tonight we know that it's the straight spouse awareness. But before we have Debbie, Mr. Mandel, if you could just play for us number 3. Thank you.
So many broken homes, broken families, broken marriages. People are hurting.
Oh, yes.
But I know God can fix it. Hallelujah. If you're battered in your life by the ways of sin and strife, and the storms of the rages sometimes cover you, or if your loved ones let you down and there's nowhere else to turn, there is comfort in the one, the great I am.
Why don't you trust him and take him at his word? He's calling you today. Please don't turn him away. He will change your life and give a bright.
Is reaching out for you. You are hurting and no one's helping. Jesus Christ will fix your broken heart.
Ooh. Oh, sometimes it seems so hard to live this way. Everything you try, ooh, crumbles and falls. Don't give up and
Just heard that Jesus will fix it for you, and this is a topic for some people. They don't know how to deal with it. Some they call to say they appreciate it, but whoever you are tonight, if it's not for you, you definitely might know someone that it might be able to help. So we don't want you to get up and say, you know what, I don't want to hear this. This is a topic, as I said, that even after we are off the air, the next day we'll be getting the calls and the emails to say thank you because I didn't know how to express or how to deal with this situation. And this is something that is happening even in the churches. So we have to deal with it. So tonight, as I mentioned earlier, that the first Wednesdays, this is the segment that is dedicated for straight spouse awareness. And as I said, for some who are just listening to the Donnet Show, it might be something new for you, but it's good for you to learn. So tonight we have Debbie Brown. She's a nurse by profession, and she has researched this topic. She has been sharing with people on and off the air and going to different seminars so she can be educated to enlighten you. So, Debbie, I just want to say welcome to the Donnet Show tonight, and I really appreciate for you to be taking the time off to be here so you can educate.
Thank you, and good evening to all our radio listeners, and Happy New Year to you all, and I hope that this year, 2013, will be so much better than the other years that you have gone through before.
Let me be a soldier. I'll fight for you. When you're up against the wall, I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Welcome again to the Donnet Show, and this segment is dedicated to straight spouse awareness. And I am Debbie. I am the founder of South Florida Connects, and we provide straight spouse awareness support for men and women who find themselves in that situation where they discover that they are in a relationship or marriage with someone who is secretly gay. And I know, like Donnet said before, there are many people who are saying, you know, that doesn't apply to them, but there are so many other people who are living that every day. And tonight I want to talk about how straight spouses can turn what seems like a calamity into calm, because this is the beginning of the new year, and for some weird reason that I cannot explain, and no one has ever been able to explain to me, many of you may be getting blindsided with the information that you are in a relationship with someone who is gay. I'm thinking that just like how the rest of us have our New Year's resolutions, people who are secretly gay, they may have gotten to the point in their life where they are more comfortable with who they are, and they want to let their family members and their friends know now that they are gay. They don't want to hide anymore. So some people have this as their New Year's resolution to come out, quote unquote, to their family and loved ones. And some men and women, they come out to their spouse, but they don't come out to other people. So what are, you know, the gay spouse usually choose this time of the year, and after the holidays, it's, you know, they don't usually want to do this during the holidays, but after the holidays, they usually tell their friends, you know, their co-workers, and sometimes they don't really tell the wife or the husband. They leave clues around the house, darn it. There, you know, they will leave clues in, the men will leave clues in their underwear drawer, their sock drawer. Because one woman found her husband and his male lover in a very, very compromising sexual position, a picture in his sock drawer, you know, and another woman finds stuff in her husband's underwear drawer. And they never did that before, but this time of the year they want to say, I am gay, this is who I am, I have been living a lie, and I don't want to do this anymore, I want you to know. So they find all kind of ways. They will tell, someone will tell you, they will sit you down and say, I have something to tell you. And the wife will think that the husband has a terminal illness. He just came back from the doctor and he has bad news. So, because that's how some wives, you know, they think that they're going to hear, oh, my husband is sick, he's dying. And then when they sit down, and that is what they tell them. And sometimes the women, like one man, he said he's been married for 20 years. They have 3 kids. And his wife, after Christmas, after the Christmas dinner and the rest of the family left, the wife said, I have something to tell you. And when they sat down, she said, I'm gay. And, you know, that was like knocking, you know, he said like he felt like someone knocked him upside the head, because his life has been... He thought they had a wonderful marriage. That's what he thought. They live in this nice neighborhood, in a nice house. You know, they did all the right things, know all the right people, go to church, and this is what she told him after Christmas. And I'm talking about this Christmas. She just told him that. So now, you know, both he and his wife, you know, they have made an abrupt turn into a future that is very different from the one that they had planned for so many years. Now, their marriage, the way they know it, has essentially died. And this is what happens when your spouse tells you that they're gay, or you find the evidence and you have the nerve to confront, because some people see the evidence, but they are so unnerved by everything, and their world is like shattering under them, so they don't want to even ask the question. But sometimes when you find the evidence, your gay spouse wants you to ask the question, because they want to tell you, but they are afraid to tell you just like that. So they want you to come and say, I saw this. Does it mean that you are gay? And then they can answer yes. Or some people say, maybe, I'm not really sure, and then you have a conversation. And so, the conversation explores, and then they tell you what has been going on, what they have been doing for years that you had no clue about. So this is the time of year when some of you may have had the disclosure, or you have the unfortunate experience of finding the evidence. And after the holidays, when you are so, your adrenaline is in, you know, high gear, because you have a good family reunion or you had a good holiday, and now you have to discover this. Now, if you suspect that you have a secret gay spouse, after the holidays are usually when you have the greatest chance of being told that your spouse is gay. And that's when you will find all these different little evidence. Some people, they see the evidence in front of them and done it. It doesn't, they don't get it. They don't get it, because it's after 8 o'clock at night now, and some kids are listening, right? So there are certain things I can't say right now. But this is one thing I'm going to say, because five people already talked to me about this. So I'm going to say it. For those people who don't know that men use a penis ring. Some men use a penis ring. I'm not going to explain all what it's for. I did my research. But some women tell me they find a penis ring in the underwear drawer. And they didn't know what it was. One lady took a picture of it with her cell phone and texted to me. Another lady sent a picture in an email. What is this? She found it in the husband's underwear drawer. What is it? What, you know? So I had to explain and tell him what it is and why a man would have it. And then their problem now is he has that. He's not using it with me. Who is he using it with? If he's not using it with me, who is he using it with? So now they start to investigate, and they find out that this is not the first one he's had. He's been using it for years, because they find the old ones, and they know they found the new versions, and they realize that the husband has been having sexual relationships with other people, because it's not necessarily another man, but in their cases, when they investigated, they found out that they were having relationships with other men. So if you find something that looks like a kid's toy in your husband's underwear drawer, it may be a penis ring, you may want to ask him what it's for if you have never seen him use it with you. And that is what has started the conversation for some people. And the husbands get to answer, you know, the questions and tell them. And that is when, you know, the wives get so devastated, because you don't expect that and, you feel like you're blindsided. So now, because I know that there are so many people who are going through this right now, because I've been getting the emails and the text messages and the voice messages, so I know there's a lot of people who this is like this turn their world upside down in the new year. So those of you who are out there, if you are experiencing this or you know anybody who's experiencing it, here are some tested tools that I'm gonna say to you to help you turn this calamity into a period of calm for you. Number one, I want you to relax as it is. The past is gone. It cannot be changed. Now you know the truth, that is your present situation. The future is not yet here, and most of the things you fear will not really happen. All you really have is now, this moment in time, because this is the only thing you are sure you really have, because now you thought you had a real marriage with a man who really loves you, and now you find out otherwise. So this moment in time is all you're really sure you have. So stay firmly in the present moment. Breathe deeply and let go of regrets over the past and fear of the future. Now is here. Your spouse is gay. And I must be frank and say that that's not the end of the world. You might not want me to say that, but I have to say it because I want to encourage you. This is not the end of the world, even though right about now, it may very well feel like that for you. But it's not, and you will get past this and be so much better than you were before. I know you're not. You might not be able to see how right now, but you will be with just a little more time. So give yourself time. Number two, change your mind. Poet John Milton nailed it when he said, "The mind is its own place, and in itself can make a heaven of hell or a hell of heaven." Thoughts control actions, and we control our thoughts. You can heal yourself through choice and effort. Notice any tendency to replay your storyline and relive your past dramas. Nip them in the bud. You have to. Number three. Press the stop button. Replace destructive thinking with conscious optimism and make a fresh start with uplifted thoughts. I remembered when I suffered a traumatic brain injury from a bad rollover accident that I had on the Florida Turnpike. And I had memory loss and a host of other things happened to me, my optimism and belief in God were the things that got me to where I am today. I was literally on pause for more than a year. My daughter still cannot understand how I could have been so positive in my outlook when everything was telling me that my brain was toast. Then years later, after a miraculous recovery diet, I found out that I was dating a man who is gay. So that was like a double whammy, right? I could have remained bitter and forget about God because those were two very difficult things for me to deal with. And I could have said, God, why have you forsaken me? You know, but I didn't see it that way. I saw it as a test, a very big test. And I don't like to fail tests. I like to pass and get good grades. So I decided that I was going to let God do what he does. And I know that with his power to restore, he can give back anything that has been taken from us. So I trusted in God, and I let him do what he had to do. Some people call it positive thinking. But I say, but God. So avoid people who carry and reinforce rage and pessimism, because it's easy to do that. Instead, affirm hope and surround yourself with things and people who help you do the same. I know it's easier said than done, but some of us have done it with God's help. So we know that if we can do it, you can too. Number four, keep talking and don't allow anyone to shut you up. I don't mean nonstop talking. I mean just talk how and when you feel you must. Find a trusted friend who is a good listener. This may be a counselor, a relative, a pastor, or just someone you have known for a long time. You may have to find someone new to confide in, but it is sharing that you must do. And when you share your troubles and thoughts, it will help to lighten your load and help to clarify your own thoughts. A peer support specialist will work wonders for you. Just as important, talk to yourself. Notice I did not say argue with yourself. My brother would say reason with yourself. I say encourage yourself with positive self-talk to build your confidence. Repeat affirmations that are meaningful to you, such as, I am a whole and worthwhile person. I have everything I need to lead the life I choose. I can do this. And I like to say, God is able. God is good all the time. Number five, find outside resources. A few clicks on the internet for those who have access to the computer and internet connection can locate support groups and chat rooms for people in almost any crisis, like health, family, relationship, financial, career, even spiritual. Well, Donette was asking me when I started to do this, and I said 2010, and she said, really? And I said, yeah, but I wasn't talking about it publicly. I did not feel like I needed to talk about it publicly. But I was on the computer getting my research and getting my support because I needed to do that for me. And because I was able to do all of that and I got to the point where I am now, I am able to support those who are just going through it, because God does things in his way. And I am not going to question what God does. I'm just going to go with the flow and say, what next, God? Because he never gives you anything that he does not support you through. Now, number six, I'm going to say, get a pet. I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but because it works, I have to tell you. People report that this works for them. So whatever works for someone else, it will work for you. Having a living being to love and care for is therapeutic, especially during a crisis. Animals with their unconditional affection may comfort physical or emotional pain. And those of you who have pets, you know what that means. You know what that feels like. They will listen attentively because you could see when you're talking to your dog or your cat, they're just looking at you and listening. But they won't talk back. They will not contradict you or make you feel bad about anything you think about out loud. You should not do this with your kids, though, because this might create unnecessary burden for them. So do it with your pets. Number 7, pay attention to your health. Take time for unhurried, nutritious meals and sufficient sleep. I'm telling you this. Listen, because I gained how much pounds during that period of time because I wasn't paying in good enough attention to my health. But everything in moderation. Just do everything in moderation. Walk in place instead of drinking or eating too much. Some of you have gained so many pounds while you struggled with the thermodynamics of your marriage without even really realizing what was going on. You just pack on the pounds because you were so depressed and you were lonely. You were in a marriage, but you were lonely because your husband was not for you. Now learn how to take care of you. Number 8, cultivate curiosity about the larger world. Some people done it. I say certain things to them and they're like, huh? And I'm like, they're like little kids. They don't have a clue. Stuff that they should know, they don't know. Like, I remember once when I was much younger, someone said that I was not street smart. They told me that. They said, you're book smart, but you're not street smart because I can tell you everything about what's in the book. But like life and the stuff that some of the older girls were doing, I used to say, what is that? What do you mean when you say so and so? Because I had no clue. I wasn't street smart, but I decided that I'm not going to be like that. So every book is my friend. You know, I find something interesting that I can learn from every book. And I'm telling people, open up yourself and reach out. Even though it might not be your comfort zone, learn constructive new things that will move you outside your personal problems. Take a class, start a hobby, learn a different skill, or travel to a place you have never seen or read about. And I always encourage people, and that I see that I always be giving out books. I give away books like crazy because I want people to read, and read some more because that is how you open up your thinking. That is how you learn new things. And we're going to take a little break now, and then we come back.
Yes, baby. This is a lot to absorb, and I know my listeners, the curious ones, will be there glued.
Okay, like I said earlier, and I want people to read, and read some more because some people don't read at all. I gave a book to someone who, you know, I was talking to her, and unknowingly, she told me more than she wanted to, and I understood that she was going through some stuff that I don't think she really wanted me to know, but because I was listening, I got it. So I gave her this book that I know would help her with what she was going through, and she told me that she was not going to read it because that's not her thing. And because I knew that she really needed to read that book, I didn't take it back from her. I said, okay, keep it, and if you find somebody who can use it, you can give it to them. So like about a week later, she called me and said, oh, I gave the book to my sister. Because she was having those issues. And I'm like, okay, that's good. Just pass it on. And when she's finished reading it, let her pass it on to somebody else. Because just let it the book move around so that it can help somebody else. And she was in denial. Because she was talking to me and I was listening. And I knew she needed that book. But she was in denial and she didn't want me to realize that she really needed it. But I'm thinking that she has read the book too. So read, because the more you read, the more you learn, the more you understand your situation, and the more you understand, the less stressed you will be about it. Because one of the things that scare people the most is not knowing done it. Because people are afraid of what they don't know, what they don't understand. So when you know and you understand, you are going to be less stressed about it. And number 9, now, I normally would say this first, but I leave it for, you know, for this section. Number 9, nourish your spirit. Whether you are religious or not, nourish your own spirit during this difficult time of healing. Find a practice that helps you find a practice that helps you with your own center yourself. your inner peace. Maybe it is going to be through meditation or prayer, reading spiritual books, doing yoga, doing exercise, riding your bike, whatever you do. Because straight spouses come from all different backgrounds. They come from rich backgrounds, poor backgrounds, educated backgrounds, not so educated backgrounds. They come from all different countries. So you have to follow what works for you. You know, your own definition of spirituality might be different. You know, their definition may be different from mine and yours, but whatever works for you, use it. Because if you focus on, you know, nourishing your spirit, you will be strengthened. Because I tell our people all the time, pray, because God does not give us more than we can handle. He does not. So just put him in the middle of everything, right there. And number 10, this is a big one that a lot of people are having a hard time doing. Forgive. Harboring resentment is like eating rat poison and then expecting the rat to die. Anger only hurts the person who is angry. Now, this philosopher, Wayne Dyer, he summarized it like this. He said, "It's not the snake bite that kills you. It's the venom." And research indicates that the ability to let go of resentment is paramount for ultimate emotional recovery. Some people may tell you that forgiving someone who wronged you is letting them off the hook. But that is not true. When you forgive someone, like I hope you are fixing to forgive your gay spouse, you are letting yourself off the hook. Yeah. You are making yourself healthier and happier without much effort. Now, God loves forgiveness. And when you open up your heart to forgive someone who did you wrong, God will honor that with more blessings for you. So forgive, because forgiveness is not about them, it's about you. Number 11, live on purpose. Country singer Dolly Parton touched a deep truth when she said, "Find out who you are and do it on purpose. Invigorate mind and spirit by finding some meaningful cause, work, activity, philosophy, or value system that engages and uplifts you and others. Living on purpose feeds the need to give back and nurtures emotional health. Use it as a yardstick to measure any new activity or direction. Simply ask, is this on purpose?" I am a living example of how living on purpose can really work for you, because, Donnet, you know, I always say I'm living my purpose, you know, because that makes you happier when you live your purpose. Now, God won't use you unless you're ready and willing to live on purpose. Now, this really works well for me, and as I said before, if it worked for me, it can work for you. Now, there is no guarantee of total recovery, you know, because some people, they just go get messed up on it and they have to be on medication for life after they go through something like this. So there's no guarantee that you'll have a total recovery after any crisis. But these things that I just mentioned to you has worked repeatedly for other people. So if you try them, they will work. They may work for you too. Now, the main thing I want you to do, though, is to ask God for guidance so you can set fresh goals and purpose with energy. You know, just ask God for guidance. Don't do things on your own. Ask him for guidance. No, the ultimate healing requires choice, focus, effort, and time. Time that a lot of people are not willing to give, darling, because they already give 20 years, 30 years in a marriage, and now they find this. They don't have time to wait, but you have to have time. So you are a straight spouse. Make sure you are one who lives with a purpose, because that will help you heal faster. So make 2013 and every other year be better than any you have lived before. Now, this was Straight Spouse Awareness, and I am Debbie. So if you need to talk to me privately, you can call our hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954 983-9751. Leave a message with your contact information and I will get back with you. Or you can send me an email at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com. Now, go to our website also at southfloridaconnects.com where you can get a whole lot of information. I also want you to know that we don't give advice. We just are just peer support specialists, and based on what people ask, questions that people ask, what they say to me, I decide what to come on the air and talk about. So I don't have to send out an email or, you know, whatever to everybody who might not left me an email message. I mean, an email contact, or some people leave a message, but they don't leave a way how you do, you know, reach them back. And if they don't say that, I don't call them back, even though the caller ID will tell me who they are. But if they don't say, call me back at such a number, I don't do it. Because sometimes people want to be private. They just want to reach out. So just visit us at the website at southfloridaconnects.com and get the information that you need for you and your family. And sometimes it's just a friend who needs the information. Not you, but your friend. And I want to leave you with Psalm 101, verse 7. It says, "No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes." So God does not like deceit and lies, and this is what you have just endured, and you just found out that you have been lied to and you have been deceived and you are hurting, but God will always, always help you get through this if you allow him to do so. So that is Stray Spouse Awareness for this month. And I would just want our listeners to know that every month, on the first Wednesday of every month, on here at this time for Stray Spouse Awareness.
Coming in tonight, talking to us live about Stray Spouse Awareness. And as she disclaimed that she doesn't give advice, she just researches, and based on the calls and information asked or required, then she'll go ahead and get this information for the individual. Everything is kept a secret because not even Donnet knows what personally is going on, and I don't need to know. This is just to give information so that you don't have to stay in the situation that you are in. So at this time, we only have 9 minutes to go, and allow you to play our promo again so that, you know, people can get the information quickly.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. If you suspect, are found out by admission or incriminating evidence that your spouse, the father or mother of your children, your life partner, your significant other is gay, and you need help handling this devastating information, we are here for you. We understand how difficult and debilitating this can be. Here at South Florida Connects, we believe no straight spouse should be left behind. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information, and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. You can be anonymous, as we do not need to know your name to help you. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization. Turn to South Florida Connects for straight spouse awareness, as no straight spouse should be left behind. Go to southfloridaconnects.com for more information.
Let me be a soldier.
As we come to the end of our program tonight, I just want to say thank you for listening to the Donnet Show, and pray that 2013 will be a year of victory for you. No matter what you're going through tonight, remember that there is a God. Only you can stop you tonight. So tonight I just pronounce peace upon your life and your family's life as well, that no matter what you're going through, again, remember it's the Lord. Just continue to think positive and know that we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us tonight. So go into 2013, as we are already in 2013, a bigger and a better person. And know that if we put God first, everything will be added to our lives. Remember, happiness always looks small while you hold it in your hands. But let it go and you learn at once how big and precious it is. Again, happiness always looks small while you hold it in your hands. But let it go and you learn at once how big and precious it is. Okay? Put God first tonight and thank Him for the very small things. As it says, thank God for dirty dishes. They have a tale to tell. While other folks go hungry, we are eating pretty well. With home and health and happiness, we shouldn't want to fuss. For by the stack of evidence, God's very good to us. Amen. So even for the dirty dishes that the kids don't want to wash tonight, it means that you had food. So with this, I'll take my exit. Again, thank you, Debbie, for being on the Donnet Show. Thank you, Mandel. And at this time, we'll just pray that God will bless you and peace we leave with you all tonight. God bless. You have just heard a song from Mr. Orville Segree, and if you want to get this a copy of this song, you can give, a matter of fact, give us a call, the Donette Show, Donette 954-319-7066, and I'll be able to tell you where you can get a copy of this CD. That was We Worship Jesus by Orville Segree. This is just a lovely song, and just if you also need to have him to come and to perform for you, he does that as well. So you can give him a call and he'll be able to come, and whatever function you have, you can give Mr. Segree a call.
South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and straight spouse awareness peer support. Subject matters discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight File support hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate straight spouse awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on faith spouse awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running, so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.